You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Ժանանք մշակույր ավանդություն հայու բարզանքն է, և ուր, որ հայրենիքը երկե գլսվին, հոն հայրենիքը ողջ է. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Good morning, it is Sunday, October the 29th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tereyan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայրը համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսկին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայնի դանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իս դունենրու մեջ անացին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանկստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասած են ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
We did have one death this last week. Queenie Haboyan passed peacefully on October 25th in Providence. Born and raised in Providence, she was lived a happy and productive life with her beloved husband of 40 years, Harry Haboyan, in Waltham, Massachusetts, until 2006, when she returned to Cranston to live with her devoted twin sister, Mary Firmanian, whom she leaves. She is the daughter of Stephen Firmanian and Gulbig Bedrosian, and the sister of the late Gladys Firmanian. Besides her sister, she leaves a nephew, Kevin and a niece, Christine Haboyan of California. Queenie worked for 30 years for the United States Department of Defense. She was a member of St. Stephen's Armenian Church in Watertown and very active member of its Ladies Guild, where she devoted much of her time and talents. She was also a member of St. Vartanans Church of Providence. Besides her church devotion, Queenie was a lifelong supporter of the AYF, an organization which connects a younger generation of Armenian descendants worldwide. Queenie will be remembered for her cheer, charm, and optimism to all who knew her. She enjoyed the cultural life which Boston area offered for many decades and shared those experiences with family and friends. A lifelong Patriots fan, Queenie and her husband could be found at many football games over the years. She was comfortable in the finest of environments as well as raw spirit of the games. She was also be remembered as a wonderful cook and generous entertainer, loving wife, sister, friend, and relation. Relatives and friends were invited to funeral services yesterday from St. Varsanant's Church, Providence. Burial will be at North Burial Ground, Providence. Our condolences to her family. And with our Dottie Litzes. October 29, 2016. Today is the first Dottie Litz of our Carol Norigian. October 29, 2009. Today is the 8th Dalit of Varkis Kimatian. October 29, 1992. Today is the 25th Dalit of Aravnit Dedarian, as well as Masis Veznayan. October 29, 1995. Today is the 22nd Dalit of Alice Bargamian. October 29, 1997. Today is the 20th Dalit of Stepan Saribekian. October 29, 2008. Today is the 9th Dalit of Geraldine Nigerian. October 30th, 1997, Monday is the 20th Dalit of Mary Zakarian. October 30th, 2011, Monday is the 6th Dalit of Charlotte Arakalian. October 31st, 2002, Tuesday is the 15th Dalit of Ruth Gostanian. October 31st, 2013, Tuesday is the 4th Dalit of Henry Mingayan. November 1st, 2016, Wednesday is the 1st Dalit of Gladys Garabedian. November 1st, 2013, Wednesday is the 4th Dalit of Queenie Pakradunyan. November 1st, 2004, Wednesday is the 13th Dalit of Olnig Soranya Mejan. November 1st, 1987, Wednesday is the 30th Dalit of John Mark Kalian. November 1st, 1998, Wednesday is the 19th Dalit of Dawn Adoyan. November 1st, 2002, Wednesday is the 15th Dalit of Peggy Mamorian. November 3rd, 1967, Friday is the 50th Dalit of Vartuhi Vartyan. November 3rd, 2005, Friday is the 12th Dalit of Keram Panoshan. November 4th, 2010, Saturday is the 7th Dalit of Askanaz Nigerian. November 4th, 2002, Saturday is the 15th Dalit of Anna Pakradunyan Bezor. November 4th, 2004, Saturday is the 13th Dalit of Nishanik Karagojan. Iveri Nerusachem is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iveri this morning, especially for the passing of Queenie Haboyan and for the one-year Dalit of Carol Norigian. Iveri.
Iveri. No!
So Armenians, October is cultural month. The Armenian folk songs and dances, as folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its own modes of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Throughout the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferal and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing through song and dance their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
First of all, let me state that the month of October has been designated by the Armenians as cultural month. On this occasion, we have with us the pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Armenian Apostolic Church, the Reverend Father Haik Tonigyan.
This is from 1975.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These were the very first words from the Holy Bible written in the new found Armenian alphabet. Every year in October, we commemorate the Armenian culture through press and pulpit, and our church celebrates in that month the memory of our holy translators. Our blessed forefathers had well understood the significance of that divine miracle which transformed us into a people possessing a rich cultural life and made us a nation able to preserve its integrity and individuality, its dreams of grandeur and its creative faculties. It is for that reason that the Armenian Church exalts the name and accomplishments of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop through other feasts as well, as if to suggest that no matter how much we extol and acclaim their achievement, we can never pay the eternal debt we owe them. Almost all the European languages have the same word for culture, the Latin root, which means also adoration. The cultivation of the soil, which produces bread, and the cultivation of the mind and spirit, which gives enlightenment and causes the beauty and goodness to blossom, are equally sacred and reverential act, and our wonderful church has had that realization centuries ago, when the word culture was unknown to the great peoples of today. When we consider the language of the Bible, the queen of translations, we are at once struck by the fact that it is as inexplicable a miracle as the invention of the alphabet. It is a well-known fact that forever and over 100 years, in the schools established by St. Gregory the Eliminator and Nerses the Great, translators were trained for the purpose of rendering the Holy Bible into Armenian verbally. But no matter how well trained they may have been in that task, in view of the fact that there had been no previous attempt at writing, and that before the invention of the alphabet there had existed not even one Armenian word spelled with foreign alphabets, we are simply amazed how it was that they were able to put to writing all at once so perfect a language with its complex and perfect grammar and a beautiful style of its own. Philologists point out that the Holy Bible, which Luther translated, played a decisive role in the formulation and refinement of the German language. Similarly, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is said to be a model of the purity and orderliness of the English language. The Divine Comedy of Dante, written in the language which the people of the Middle Ages could understand, is one of the most perfect examples of the Italian language. How can we not feel proud when 1,000 or more years before those celebrated projects, which ushered new eras for the great nations, the noble pathfinders of the Armenian intellect had already performed that service for the Armenian language? It should be borne in mind that they translated the Holy Bible, giving to it the profound, meaningful title, The Breath of God, which exists only in Armenian, so that the people could understand it in the language spoken at the time. Thus, in the course of less than one century, the Armenian intellect reached the zenith of its creative abilities, fashioning its golden age some 1500 years ago and giving us priceless gems so that the Armenian people might continue to live and create with all the facets of their nation genius. Today is our privilege to possess it and walk by it, and our obligation as trustees is to transmit it to our children and grandchildren. May the spirit of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop strengthen us with faith, love, wisdom, and knowledge for the Armenian language and the Christian religion. Amen.
To a little bit of our local news. Let's see. Friday night, November 3rd, St. Vartanans Men's Club Dinner and Cigar Night. Enjoy an evening of fellowship. Friday, November 3rd, beginning at 6:30 at St. Vartanans Church. It's $25 per person. And ladies, you are also invited, including apps, dinner, soda, beer, wine, cigar, BYOB to enjoy with your cigar as well. Proceeds to benefit the Syrian Relief. You must RSVP by October 31st. Call Steve at 573-7888. That's 573-7888 or Armand at 295-9079. 295-9079. And remember, this is benefiting the Syrian Armenian Relief. So if you can't attend, by all means, you don't want to miss out on a great night, November 3rd, Friday night. And that's going to be a very busy weekend as well, because it is St. Sagan, St. Mesrob's annual food festival bazaar. That's right, the bazaar is happening November 4th and 5th, 87th annual bazaar, and we'll see you at 70 Jefferson Street. Great food. They've been going crazy baking, whether it's shish kebab, losh kebab, kofte, khema, you name it, you'll find it. The chore, kata, yalanchi, they've been going crazy cooking in the kitchens there. And, you know, if you would like to help out, all the churches will always need your help. Straight up to the night before the bazaar when everyone is in full swing. But again, if you are available, start helping out. And, you know, I skipped over today. Today's Sunday, the 29th, at St. Saga and St. Mesrop Church. St. Nerses Seminarians are at church right now, so hopefully you're on your way to church. Don't be late. It's 9:22-ish. Make sure that you're getting ready to visit St. Saga and St. Mesrop's Church, where Father Madro Shevin will be doing the Divine Liturgy this morning, along with St. Nerses Seminarians. And again, that is today. He'll be celebrating Divine Liturgy along with the seminarians. Following the Divine Liturgy, Father Madros will be making a brief presentation about St. Nerses Seminary. And that's during the coffee hour. So please join us today, St. Sagan, St. Mesrop Church. And with that, we're going to Zulal. And then I'll tell you about St. Varsanant's Bazaar. To our celestial harmonies. And you know, November is always bazaar month, and we have quite a busy November. Armenian Fest Committee would like to invite you all to Armenian Fest 2017. That's St. Varsanant Church's annual bazaar. It will always be one of the largest bazaars of Rhode Island. And we have so much fun at Rhodes on the Patuxent in Cranston. Two floors of fun. There's whether you're shopping for, you know, getting a head start on Christmas, Armenian CDs, the Armenian vendor is there, all the arts and crafts. Then they have the typical bazaar, the raffles. Raffles are great. They're hourly, both days. Not only that, there's Hamaz Kayin and Armenian School dance groups performing Saturday and Sunday at 5 o'clock. There's a silent auction. There's a historical Armenian cultural exhibit. They have the gift baskets, the penny social. There's children's activities, and there's a flea market. And with all that, the food is excellent, whether it's homemade pastries, delicacies, complete dinners. You all know how great it is at Rhodes on the Patuxent, so we'll see you there. Bring all your friends. You know, it's funny, our non-Armenian friends and family love the church bazaars for all the different foods that are available. November 11th and 12th, both days begin at noontime. Saturday night goes till 9 o'clock. Sunday night goes till 7 o'clock. Admission is free. Free parking. There's valet service. We'll see you there. Live Armenian music both days as well. Saturday and Sunday, November 11th and 12th, St. Varsanash Church's annual bazaar. And then following that week, the St. Sag, St. Mesrop Church Cultural Committee has the Armenian Film Festival. Remember, that happens once a month for the next few months. And the next one will be November 15th, Wednesday night. It's the film is about Garni Kerart. And again, 7 o'clock, Wednesday the 15th. And the Cultural Committee brings you this rich history, culture, and architecture in these films. They are in English, so it's very easy. There's no excuse. And these special films are shown in the United States for the first time. So again, November 15th is the next film, 7 o'clock, St. Sag, St. Mesrop Church's Agavian Auditorium. And with that, let's see.
Oh,
November 18th, Saturday, the Armenian Evangelical Church of Cranston, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, will be having their annual bazaar. That's November 18th, Saturday, from 11 to 7 at the 180 Oaklawn Church here at Cranston, Rhode Island. And you don't want to miss out. It goes 11 to 7. Make sure you get there early enough for dinner. You don't want to come too late, and it'll be sold out. What a great day to meet your family and friends locally. And again, 11 to 7, November 18th, the Armenian Euphrates Church in Cranston. And following that, Saturday, November 25th, ACYOA Providence Chapter's annual Holiday Caf. And that's Saturday night, November 25th, from 8:30 at Gavion Auditorium. Adults $25, students $20. Featuring Mal Barsamian, Jason Naroyan, Ken Kalajian, Brian Enizbegian, and Armin Janigian. Meze available, cash bar, raffle, coffee, desserts. And if you want to make your reservations, call Steve, 401-419-4392. Just call the church office. Don't bother Steve. Call the church office, 272-7712. Bother Fran. She'll love me for saying that. Call the church office, 272-7712, for your reservations. Saturday, November 25th, from 8:30 to 1 o'clock. Annual Holiday Caf, sponsored by the Providence ACYOA. I think we'll go back to Zulal.
Nine.
In the 12th century, a large community of Armenians fleeing Turkish persecution settled in the Byzantine region of Cilicia, forming an independent kingdom called Lesser Armenia. The Cilician Armenians found themselves along the route of the Crusades, so the culture there eventually reflected a strong European influence. This was the start of the Armenian diaspora. By the 18th century, Armenian merchants and clergy had made their way into other parts of the Near East, as well as Europe and India. In 1717, the Republic of Venice granted the island of San Lazaro to a community of Armenian clerics as an autonomous territory. The so-called Mkhitaryist Armenians continue to live on San Lazaro today, and the Armenian diaspora now includes communities in Lebanon, Jerusalem, Istanbul, India, and throughout the West. They are all referred to as Western Armenians. Those who remain in the modern republic and the nearby regions that were historically part of Armenia are the Eastern Armenians. Although their dialects are different, both communities share a musical language, the sacred music, and much of the medieval folk music. It's sung in Grabar, the classical Armenian dialect of St. Mesrob's time. This renders the music equally understandable, or to some, incomprehensible, as the case may be, to Armenians in either community. I hope you've enjoyed the music we've been playing this last month of October. Right now you're listening to Celestial Harmonies, so if you go to the Armenian vendor, tell them you're looking for the CD that's a 4-pack and Celestial Harmonies. With that, we're going to go to Victoria Afedishan and Yerishe Manachurian. there'll be a Thanksgiving Armenian cookie tray fundraiser. It's hosted by the Providence Minutemen Scouts, and it's a cookie tray fundraiser, November 19th, 1 o'clock, St. Vatsanach Church. $20 donations per tray, and this is supporting the Scouts attending the World Jamboree July 2018. You can pre-order by November 14th. Call Manoshag Krikorian, 401-265-6014. That's 265-6014. And what's better than cookie trays at the holidays? That will bring our Cultural Month programming to a close for this October 2017. And as I have been doing for the last few years, the last, 10 minutes of the show, it's non-Cultural Month programming. And I just have to, and you'll understand in just a moment. Let's get this working. Here we go. All right, so October 31st, it's my brother George's birthday, and it's just not any birthday. It's his 70th birthday. Welcome. He's being welcomed into the septuagenarian decade, I guess. But a happy birthday, George, October 31st. I've got your song. It's playing in the background. It's one of the two my dad would always play. Happy birthday, George. You know, the song's for Brother George, but I have to mention our other birthday babies for the week. These young gentlemen, as opposed to my brother George, who's old. October 29th, Armin Elijah Yerian, happy birthday. November 2nd, my nephew, Peter Terrain Jr., happy birthday. And November 3rd, Shant Diarby, happy birthday to you three young gentlemen. I know, payback's gonna be tough. Especially happy birthday, Brother George. Happy 70th, October 31st. Now, we did our birthdays. I have to mention our anniversaries. October 30th, Peter and Cheryl Derhagopian celebrating their wedding anniversary. And on the 31st, Ron and Rosemary Sipi celebrating their anniversary. So our next song is Guinea. And it's with Eddie Mekshin again. And it's an adorable song, especially for Peter, Cheryl, Ron, and Rosemary. Happy anniversary.
Yes, Kevetsiga, Horatlan, Gunnigas Dormat, Padre Jan. Chica, Chica, Marutun, Uskika, Nam, yes, Padre.
Netzigartig Mördesa, Amitja Besjes Havneza, Jerida Sata Skanceli, Kitschig Manala Jemi.
Asangartig Mördes Kuzim, Efendim Nesöylei.
Haide! Now, it's usually two songs for Brother George, and I can't find my Dolarji tape, George. I don't know who stole it, but it's on the Vospigyan tape, and I guess I'm going to have to go to the church bazaars one of these weekends and go pick up a new Vospigyan tape that has your song, George. You know, next weekend, November 4th and 5th, St. Sag, St. Mesrob Church Bazaar. Don't miss out, Saturday and Sunday. And then the following weekend, it's St. Vartanans Church's Bazaar, and then the week after that, on the Saturday, I had to look at a calendar. Saturday the 18th, Armenian Evangelical Church. We got one more song for our anniversary babies.
Two people who happen to be celebrating here together their wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Peter and Cheryl and Ron and Rosemarie.
On this day, there's nothing new that we can say. We all wish you tenderly happy anniversary.
Dad always says, Uraha tsur, Gurahanas, Merjamanagalera, Tav Shigalchun, Senin Hamar, Sidesuchun Minchev Harachiga Giragi Aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are pre-recorded, but always in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Teray, and heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thanks to our birthday boy webmaster, turning 70 years old on Halloween, George Gasparian. You're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour on WARA Attleboro. You can Google WARA 1320, go to TuneIn, and you can listen to us live on the radio station's website. Live streaming Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. You can also go any day, anytime on our website, ArmenianRadioHour.com. Thanks to George Gasparian for keeping it all on the website. And again, you're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour, WARA Attleboro. Happy Sunday!